It's time to go up close and in-depth with Virginia Tech. And who's better to help Wes break down what's going on in Blacksburg than the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth.
Play action pass on first down for Thomas. Off in the deep right side in the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Tech!
It's time for the Cowan Gates Roth Report on Sports Radio 910. Cowan Gates, our standard is excellence. You can get in on the report as well. Call 345-0910 or hit us up in the inbox, Wes, at sportsradio910.com. Here's Wes McElroy and Bill Roth.
Who is preparing the pipes to go to somewhere much warmer to call a game on Thursday night. He is the voice of the Hokies, Bill Roth, joining us now. Where, of course, Bill, it is November. Well, it'll be November on Thursday, and one sign of November is Virginia Tech on ESPN on a Thursday night. Just a different type of feel around Virginia Tech in November on ESPN this year.
You know, the team's record has been incredible since joining the ACC. They're 25-2 in the 27 games they played in November, and they're going to have to play well this month, or next month, I guess now we should say, but with these four games remaining, they can still end up having a heck of a final run here. And I talked with a number of the players today, and they seem very, very focused. I think one of the keys going into this game with Miami is both teams are 4-4. Where are the Canes emotionally and mentally after losing three straight? I don't know. But I think the Hokies are in a good spot mentally.
And I heard Frank Beamer last night, he was with you, he was busting out a reference to the New York Giants team. He said, you know, hey, that team at one point was, they were 500-6-6 as well. So he's got motivation going. How about health? The bye gave this team some time, you know, get off their feet, get a little healing time, get preparation for Miami. When you're talking to the guys, Bill, who got help the most from this bye week?
I mean, the guy that probably got help the most, although he will not start, I don't think, but will play, is Caleb Ferris. And that's really huge because it helps us out at that center position because, as we know, Miller is out for the year. So that's probably the one guy on Virginia Tech's team that has probably helped the most. For Miami, you know, the Johnson kid, the freshman, had some turf toe, and he was beat up. And so, you know, it probably works both ways. So the Miami guys probably got a little bit healthy, too.
And this is going to sound odd. This is what we love to do in sports talk radio. You know, we're not Dr. Frazier Crane. We can't go inside people's minds here. But
yeah,
who do you think mentally? I mean, how much do you think this really helped mentally for these guys where they're sitting at 4-4? You get a break, get to take a step back and look at what you have left.
You know, it's interesting. Kyshawn Jarrett and I visited today, and I said, you know, nobody thought you'd be 4-4 at this point. And he said, yeah, it's true. We haven't played that great, and we made a lot of mistakes. But he said, if we were 8-0 and lost this game to Miami, we probably wouldn't win the division. So he looked at it that way, that everyone knew coming into the season that this final stretch was going to be the most important part of the year.
Bill Roth joining us here on the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Don't forget, coverage begins at 6 o'clock on Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 910. And as we dive into this matchup, as we're looking at schemes and plans, one of the bigger bye week storylines have been Frank Beamer saying, enough of this four-back rotation and preparation. We're going to go down to two. They've kind of kept it close to the vest, but Shane Beamer talked about it. Is it going to be most likely J.C. Coleman and Tony Gregory who get the brunt of the snaps?
Yeah, that's the way it looks. Although Coach again said today that there's places for Holmes and Scales to get in there too, and it returns more to the pull personnel grouping thing that they've been talking about. That they're trying to do so many different things on offense, which they are this year. And although they've tried to trim it back a little bit, but it's not the NFL where you have unlimited practice time, and so you're trying to rotate four running backs and treat everybody the same and get everybody the same amount of reps with all these different offenses and formations and plays. And that might have been a reason that they've scaled it back, so to speak. And you don't want to be predictable. You don't want them, every time Scales is in the game, it's going to be two tight ends and smash-mouth football. And every time Coleman is in the game, we're going to throw the ball. You can't be that predictable. But I think they've done a nice thing here, and they're learning how to work with these backs. Coach Beamer again said today that each one of those guys can bring something to the table.
And this is a game where you're going to have to run. I mean, if this is the game where if you can't run against what Miami's defense has been unable to do, they can't stop much, and they're a hurting team on rushing defense. This is a game where you have
to
run.
Look at the stats. I mean, even if you're not a big stats guy, look at it. Miami's played 8 games, okay, just like Tech. They've played 8 games. This is unbelievable, Wes. They've given up 4,000 yards.
4,000?
4,000 yards.
4,000? I mean, I knew it was bad, but really, 4,000 yards and we're only at 8 games?
Yeah, they're giving up over 500 yards a game. And that's what I told Coach Beamer today. When I think Miami, I think Ray Lewis and Warren Sapp and Sean Taylor and Rusty Medeiros. And I mean, even Miami teams that were not great or were down a little bit, even when they were on probation, they always had good defenses. But, you know, the problem is the guys that thought were coming back are in the NFL, and they're playing too many younger kids, and they've given up some big yards. But, you know, that's what they've heard, too, for the last 2 weeks, how bad they are on defense. It's crazy. We've never played a Miami team that's given up 500 yards a game.
Whew. Yeah, 510
they're
yards.
12.
510 yards.
They're 12th in the ACC.
Well, that's brutal. 1,097 through rushing, 1,400. Wow, that's woof, baby. You're definitely going to have to run. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, and we'll look at more of this Miami team because they have two backs that are capable of doing some big things. More with Bill Roth and the Cowan Gates Roth Report here on a Tuesday on Sports Radio 910.
Hey, this is Bill Roth. You know, every Tuesday we bring you the Roth Report with all of the latest and greatest in tech sports news, and it's a team effort. So I'd like to thank the team at Cowan Gates, especially Virginia Tech alumni Frank Cowan, Mike Hall, Brandon Cowan, and Catherine Gray for their sponsorship of the Roth Report. The attorneys of Cowan Gates have been helping families and businesses for over 35 years. Call them at 804-320-8918 or visit CowanGates.com. Show your support for the team that supports the Roth Report, the attorneys of Cowan Gates.
This is Brandon Cowan, estate planning attorney with Cowan Gates. Most of my clients want to ensure their assets pass in the manner they desire and to the people they desire, and that they limit the amount the government takes. Do you share these concerns? For some, a trust is the best vehicle to accomplish these goals. For others, a simple will is sufficient. Regardless, proper estate planning now can save your loved ones considerable aggravation, time, and money later. To determine the best approach to protect your estate, contact me, Brandon Cowan, at CowanGates.com. That's CowanGates.com.
Right back at it here on the Cowan Gates Roth Report. Wes McElroy, Bill Roth, the voice of the Hokies, on the call Thursday night. And I imagine after hurricane-like forest weather and then snow, I'm sure you're excited about heading down to Miami tomorrow.
Yeah, it was really cold again here today. The team has been practicing inside, which is good. The game plan, you know, by having the Thursday game, they went back to practice last Thursday. So they had Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it didn't get bad really here till yesterday. So they've had some good practices, and they're really encouraged about it. I was talking with several of the reporters from South Florida. You know, that they're trying to figure out, like we are, what's the mental state of the other team. And this has been a crazy week for Miami. I mean, I've never heard of this before. They had a player's parent call into a radio talk show in Miami and rip the coaches. And you know, all this stuff only happens in Miami.
They had that, and they had their backup defensive end leave the team?
Yeah, so they've had a lot of, you know, and everyone knows the drama that they've gone through from an NCAA standpoint. So it's been crazy. But then, again, this is the Coach Beamer and me coming out. You go back and you watch them play, and you go, wow, they got some really good players, like Mike James and the Johnson tailback kid. Great. So, you know, they've always had good talent, and you just look at NFL rosters and you can see that. I'll be really interested to see how both teams play Thursday night. I know our guys are really keyed in and focused. They know what they can do here in these next few weeks, not only in the division but from a league standpoint, to play two Thursdays in a row against two really big-name opponents in Miami and Florida State gives them a great chance to turn this thing around, and hopefully they'll be able to put 60 minutes together, because at times they've looked really good. I thought defensively they were great against Clemson last week, and they just didn't do enough to win the game overall.
Once again, on the call, you guys start at 6 o'clock on Thursday night, and then kickoff. I always get confused on Thursday night. When a kickoff? Between 7:30 and 8? Is it somewhere in there?
This year it's at 7:31, so right at the bottom of the hour.
There you go. 6 o'clock coverage begins right here on Sports Radio 910. Get packing, my man. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. We'll be listening on Thursday night.
Sounds great. Stay warm. Stay safe.
You got it. That is Bill Roth in the Cowan Gates Roth Report.